Another historian as of equal stature to Gretz, writing at the end of the 19th century, was a man named Simon Dubnow. Unlike Gretz, who lived in Germany, Dubnow lived in Eastern Europe. And there he saw the world considerably differently. Rather than focus only on intellectual thoughts, on ideas, on intellectual history, Dubnow was more interested in social and political history, and particularly the notion of a Jewish community in the diaspora, in Galut, moving from center to center, from the land of Israel to Babylonia, to the medieval Islamic world, to the medieval Christian world, and finally into our own modern era. For him, the quintessential Jewish community was the community of Eastern Europe, because in Eastern Europe, Jews had founded almost a government, a community within a larger community. Never before, like the 16th and 17th century in Poland, had Jews ever developed so complex and so elaborate a Jewish communal structure. For him, the beginning of modernity is the French Revolution and political emancipation. In other words, while for Gretz, the beginning of modernity is an intellectual development, namely enlightenment, for Dubnow, who was thinking more in social political terms, the beginning of modernity was the breakdown of the political community and the establishment of emancipation, of human suffrage for Jews living within European society. A third approach is the approach of Ben-Sion Dinur. Ben-Sion Dinur has been called the father of Zionist historiography. As we will see, Zionism leaves its mark not only in the establishment of the State of Israel, but in creating a certain way of looking at the past. Dinur was also, quite interestingly, the chief educational officer of the Israeli government in the 1950s. And therefore, his own historical writing has a great impact upon the way education was structured for Israeli youth in the first years of the Israeli state. For Dinur, the beginning of modernity is the beginning of a consciousness of return to the land of Israel. Jews had been living in the diaspora for centuries, and now all of a sudden, around the year 1700 or so, you had to place it more or less about the same time as the French Revolution or of the Enlightenment of his predecessors. So around 1700, he discovered some rabbi named Judah the Pious, Yehuda Hasid, who made Aliyah. Aliyah is the Hebrew word for going to live in the land of Israel. Aha, this was the beginning of a consciousness of exile, an awareness that this Jew could no longer satisfy his Jewish life by living in the diaspora, and the need to return to Israel. Charting that return, or that consciousness of return, is the beginning of a modern Jewish consciousness for Dinur. And therefore, his own Zionist historiography is an attempt to locate, first of all, the origins of Jewish life in the land of Israel, the long diaspora, and finally, those steps by which Jews became aware of the land of Israel and returned to establish their own Jewish national homeland. And therefore, return to the land becomes the beginning of modernity for Ben-Sion Dinur. One final example of this historiographical discourses. Perhaps we could use the example of Gershon Scholem. We'll come across his name again as one of the great historians of the 20th century, an historian well known for his contribution to the history of Jewish mystical thought, the Kabbalah. For him, the beginning of modernity did not come about through external factors, but more through internal factors. In this case, a challenge to Jewish authority and rabbinic leadership through a messianic figure of the 17th century, who we will hear about very shortly, called Shabtai Tzvi. Shabtai Tzvi calls himself the Messiah in 1665, creates a following who clearly believe he is the Messiah, even converts to Islam, and when he does so, still leads his followers to believe that he is still the Jewish Messiah. This messianic movement of Shabtai Tzvi, known as Sabbatianism, leaves its mark on Jewish culture by arguing for an authority who competes with the authority of the rabbis. Follow the Messiah, even if he converts to Islam, says the followers of Shabtai Tzvi. Don't follow the rabbis any longer. What Sholem calls antinomianism, or a kind of nihilistic behavior on the part of the radical followers of Shabtai Tzvi, who leave the Jewish fold, who reject rabbinic authority, who challenge the very foundations of Jewish faith and Jewish life.